Greg Kubek here on a Tag Team Wednesday. Thank you for being a part of the program. Shifting gears once again, as we like to do. Talking video games, and Jay and I, in our glory days, avid video game players from the sports department. I only play sports video games. Never really have I ever broached outside of that. This goes back to Nintendo, Super Nintendo, PlayStation 1, PlayStation 2, and then PlayStation 3. A guy who's really an expert on the matter is Paul Charchian.
Oh, yeah.
From KFan, and he has a podcast called Video Games Weekly, available for you on iTunes and Q. Come Friday, the world will change when the PS4 comes out. Mm-hmm. Paul, how are you?
I'm great. Nice to talk to you both again. It's always a pleasure to join you.
Well, we really appreciate you coming on, and from a video gamer's perspective, and I don't really keep up with the tech gossip of the day, which is really churning out daily. But how big of an achievement is the PS4?
Well, I mean, this is really big stuff. This happens every 7 or 8 years. We get a new console, and you know, this is Sony's big guns right here, going up against the Xbox One, which comes out in 2 weeks. And a couple of key things for listeners that are thinking about maybe gravitating from current gen to the PS4 or the Xbox One. Neither box is backwards compatible, for starters. So all your old games and accessories and peripherals and everything, it's not going to work on the new ones.
Wow.
I know. Kind of a bummer. But it's not like when the PS4 shows up in your house, your PS3 dissolves.
Right.
Right? You just leave it plugged in for as long as you're playing PS3 games, you know? Couple of things that are different. I mean, clearly both boxes, way more powerful. They're going to look better than ever. Really built around high def. And keep in mind, when the PS3 and the Xbox 360 came out, we were still a standard def society, so these games are both designed specifically for that. The new PS4 controller is fantastic. It's bigger, and I don't know the size of both of your hands.
I have large hands. I do.
All right, I would assume so, Kadri. This one is a bigger controller, which I like. It also, guys, it's got a touch screen on the controller in the top middle of the controller. And so you can do things like you do on your iPhone. You can swipe and drag and drop, and you can pinch zoom and stuff like that. And it's even a clickable little touch screen. So it's got that. There's a new button on the controller called the share button on the PS4 controller that will let you instantly capture and share video from your game. So you're playing Madden and you do something cool. It's DVRing all of your gaming, by the way.
What?
So while
you're
playing.
Watch film of your game on Madden?
Yes. It's DVRing the last 15 minutes of whatever you've done. So you can hit the share button, back up for that amazing catch that you just had, and then in one touch, share it via Facebook or Twitter or any Sony's got a sharing thing built into this to share it with your friends through your PS4. So all of that built into this thing as well. So the controller's really fantastic, and the PS4 hardware, very nice as well. In terms of the games that are coming out, I'm just rambling here. I hope you don't mind.
No, keep going. I'm listening.
Right,
cool.
This is great. Right, I'm into it.
All right, awesome. In terms of the games itself, there are a number of notable games that are going to be available. In fact, most of them you can buy right now, so you could actually get the games ahead of the actual console. But some of the big epic titles like Call of Duty is available, Battlefield 4, and I'll mention this. Battlefield is much better on the next-gen consoles, the PS4 and the Xbox One, than the current gens. The same with Assassin's Creed 4. Assassin's Creed's one of the best-selling titles of the past few years. It also demonstrably better. It looks better, runs better. It's more smooth in the PS1 and the PS4 and the Xbox One. So those are out. And then I know you guys are sports gamers. FIFA's available. Madden's available.
Ooh.
And if there's one sports title to get, it's NBA 2K14.
I saw the demo on this. It looked ridiculous, Q.
Wow.
It is
crazy.
Yeah, it is another one that's clearly next gen, where I think most of the other ones, including Madden and FIFA, they look good, but they're not that distinguishable from the 360 versions or the PS3 versions. So those are if there's one that's really going to make you go, wow, I got something different at home right now, that's probably the one. Is NBA 2K14 or Battlefield 4 or Assassin's Creed 4. Those are the ones that I think look most next-gen out of the games that are available right away.
I'm excited about that.
When are we gonna get a classic game like regenerated up into the next level? Like
Techno Ball in the modern era?
Or Jack and Daxter?
Oh, yeah. Jack and Daxter was great.
I mean, that was like one of the all-time. You laugh, Brett. You laugh.
No, that was a great series.
Yes,
you know, Ratchet and Clank is still around. In fact,
Ratchet and Clank, yeah.
You remember them? There's a brand new Ratchet and Clank game that came out yesterday. Yesterday.
Oh, really? Good.
Yeah,
okay.
Absolutely. PS3. And, you know, part of the fun of Ratchet and Clank is, you know, you control these two little, little wacky sidekicks who have ridiculously overpowered weapons that do all kinds of crazy stuff, like the anti-gravity gun. You shoot guys and they go flying to the ceiling.
Yep.
And, you know,
I love
stuff
that
like
one.
That.
I love that.
That's the best. That's the best.
See, Brad is tripping right now.
So is Jay. Like, we're both. We don't remember those games.
Because you guys didn't have kids. I had kids.
See, I was all over, you know, RBI baseball, Ken Griffey Jr. baseball, all the Maddens, like.
See,
every
I was on Madden, so you know
that's
I was
true.
Actually,
that's
you know,
true.
Kids today be like, "Hey, I played you. You're awesome." Thanks,
NBA
buddy.
Live '95, the first NBA Live game, Triple Play Baseball. I mean, I can name them all.
See, I'm all into the golf.
Tony La Russa baseball,
you know, the Tiger Woods, all that.
And bad news on the Tiger Woods front.
Well, yeah, what is the latest on that?
They've dropped Tiger off of the game.
So they dropped him, or he dropped them? Who's
they dropped him?
Okay, he's trying to couch it as he was like, "I'm done."
Yeah, whatever.
Okay,
yeah, he wasn't
so,
done
right.
cashing that check.
Tiger's still on the game, though, right?
No. Oh, well, he's in the game. So Tiger's expected to be in. Well, let's say this. They may not even have a golf game next year.
Wow.
So EA's talking about taking a year off.
Whoa.
So
you
know, I know.
EA's,
that'd be disappointing.
EA's in a little bit of a trouble here, Paul. Madden is not what it once was. That goes without saying.
Well, college football is
no more
thing.
College football. That was about the fear of being sued, right?
That was part of it. Was there's a lot of contention between EA and the NCAA about things like the player. You know, you're looking. You know, you got some player who looks and acts just like a real kid, but the kids aren't getting paid,
right?
And the NCAA is getting paid, and so EA was in a murky legal situation. So they've threatened to cancel that one as well. Let's mention this. A lot of people not sure if they want to go PS4 or Xbox One. Most people aren't going to buy both. I'll say this about the Xbox One, which the PS4 does not have, and this is totally new and different. By the way, the Xbox One's $100 more, so I'll preface everything with
ooh,
that.
Ooh, okay.
Interesting,
right,
interesting.
Right. You're going to run right now you hook, like, your cable box, your DirecTV box right into your TV. Now what you're going to do is you're going to hook it into the Xbox One, and then you're going to hook the Xbox One into the TV. And what that means is it's giving your Xbox One, it becomes an intermediary between your television and your cable box. And so what you can do is a variety of really cool things, like, Kadri, you can walk up to the Xbox One and say, Game of Thrones.
Huh.
And it will go to HBO and go get Game of Thrones. And if Game of Thrones is on right then, it'll go right to HBO with Game of Thrones. Huh. If it's not on right then and it's got it recorded, it will start playing your recording of Game of Thrones.
Wow.
And even cooler for fantasy players. And as you guys know, we do the fantasy a fantasy update every Sunday right before the Ravens broadcast. For all the fantasy players out there, the Xbox One will do things like this. You're watching Game of Thrones, and then let's say it's Monday night, and your fantasy team, somebody from your fantasy team or your opponent's fantasy team scores a touchdown, the Xbox One will, in the background, pause Game of Thrones, shrink it into a small box, zoom up the football game, and show you the replay of your guy scoring.
Stop. Oh, my goodness.
How awesome is that?
That is kick-ass right
yes.
there.
That's because the Xbox One is controlling all of the video that's coming from your TV. And so it knows your preferences. It knows your wife's preferences, your kids' preferences.
So we want to watch Legend of Korra Season 2. We're in the mix.
Absolutely.
Ha!
This is the closest to the Jetsons that we've ever become
yes.
in society.
I know. Now, it is an extra $100, and that $100 gets you the Kinect camera and microphone deal that – will do things like recognize you, Brett, when you walk in front of it. It'll go, all right, Brett's here. And then it can customize, you know, itself to you. And if your kids walk in front, it will customize things to your kids. So it knows who's standing in front of you and who's playing. And you don't have to even log yourself in with a controller. You just walk up to it, say, Xbox One or Xbox on, and it turns on, and it recognizes your face and your body, and it goes, oh, all right, that's – you know, that's Kadri.
Let's just say I'm a simple guy when it comes to these games. I like my one game at a time, you know, whether it's baseball, Madden, maybe I'll dip into the NBA Live. I like watching Netflix currently on my PS3. That's probably the main thing I use it for as it stands right now. I don't surf the internet on my PS3. I don't use any of the apps currently.
Yeah.
Is it worth the investment? And will they still make PS3 games as we move forward here? And will they really take time in making those games, or are they just going to be like, hey, let's just make this game? We're really focusing on the PS4 and the Xbox One right now.
Yeah, that's what's going to happen. So you might get, I know, Brett, how important the baseball games are for you.
Yeah, they are very
important.
And,
unfortunately, the Xbox basically doesn't have one now because of the way the licensing works with Major League Baseball. Sony's basically got basically exclusive rights to it.
And I got a feeling, though, Paul, that new baseball game on the PS4 is going to be unreal.
Oh, yeah.
Well, exactly. And so, for you, I think it's a no-brainer that you're going to end up, I think you're going to end up going with a Sony just so you can play baseball.
Mm.
It's sad that it's that way, but if you want, you're going to want to play the show. And what's going to happen is they're going to start increasingly putting all of their development cycles into the new version, of course. And then, the PS3 version is going to get the short end of the stick. You'll probably get one more good year out of it.
So just to be clear here, I can keep my PS3, put it in another room of the house, hook it up to a television. I can watch maybe Netflix now in my bedroom, which I can't do right now.
Yeah.
And I can do that, even though it is a little bulky. It's very bulky do something like that with if you're in like a smaller room. But you bring your old PS3 up there. I can still do the corresponding Netflix like I can do now and like pick something up on my iPad, stop it, watch it downstairs on my PS3. I can still connect all that, these things right now.
Yeah, absolutely. All of that is absolutely in both of these new systems as well. And, again, they're not backwards compatible, so, you're not going to be able to transfer games back and forth between your new PS4 and your old PS3. But, like I said, the PS3 doesn't dissolve. It just goes into one of your, Brett, 6 bedrooms.
No, right. So just to be clear, you are saying, let's move forward here. Let's progress. What was the cost, Paul, of the original PS3?
When it came out, it was a $600 box.
Woo. I do remember that because my kids got it from grandma, and I was like, yeah, grandma, good looking out.
Nice. And what's the cost of this one?
So the PS4 is $400. The Xbox One is $500.
Let me ask you this, because my kids were actually playing it the other day, and I almost forgot about it, but the gaming system. What's up with that?
Good question.
It's dead.
Really?
The Wii is dead, and its successor, the Wii U, which came out a year ago, most people don't even know it exists.
That's what I'm saying. Like, what happened?
Totally dead. Yeah. The Wii U is selling so badly, it's almost at it worldwide in the last quarter. They sold about 80,000 units. That is nothing. That may as well be zero.
Golly.
Of the Wii U. That's globally. We're going to see both the Xbox One and the PS4 between now and Christmas. They will sell every single box they can make.
Jeez.
And they will each sell several million between now and Christmas.
Jeez.
And I tell you, Nintendo's hardware the only thing left is their handheld. The 3DS is the only thing they've got going anymore.
Last question, Paul, in about 30 seconds here, and this just dawned on me. I'm not in a rush to purchase my new console before the holidays. Are we looking at a price drop-off after the holidays or sometime maybe in early spring? No?
No. Looking back at the history of about the last dozen major consoles, the first price drop takes about 2.5 years.
Okay.
So
good to know.
Don't try to wait it out. If you're thinking you're going to get one and, you're trying to wait for a $50 or $100 price drop, it's very unlikely to happen.
Fascinating stuff.
Get your coupons.
From Paul Charchi and KFan, and of course the podcast where you get more enlightening stuff like this, Video Games Weekly, available on iTunes. Paul, we can't thank you enough.
My pleasure.
Enjoy the gaming.
That's awesome.
Absolutely. Bye, guys.
Gaming and so much more these days. It's
that is awesome.
Not even funny. We'll come back with more next.